This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gapak. India and Belgium today exchanged several agreements, including letter of intent on defense cooperation and MOUs in the fields of renewable energy, cybercrime, and diplomatic training. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with his Belgian counterpart Bart De Wever in New Delhi this afternoon. Both leaders discussed the entire spectrum of bilateral relations as well as regional and global issues of mutual interest. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi stated that shared democratic values, market economy and people-to-people ties make India and Belgium natural partners. Modi recalled that he visited Belgium 10 years ago and expressed pleasure that the partnership has made remarkable progress over the past decade. The Prime Minister said both countries will achieve doubling of trades in next 5 years. Prime Minister Modi said a clean energy future and reliable supply chain are shared priorities for both nations. He went on to add that the MOU signed today on renewable energy will give new momentum to sustainability cooperation. Earlier today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a delegation-level talks with his Belgian counterpart, Theo Franken. He said, India and Belgium have warm and enduring ties built on mutual respect, democratic values, and a shared commitment to a rules-based global order. The Belgian Defence Minister stressed on taking India and Belgium friendship forward. During the meeting, the two ministers agreed to expand bilateral ties through defense cooperation dialogue, high-level visits, training, and capacity building. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has pitched India's reform-led growth story to investors at a high-level business roundtable in New York, highlighting India's 7.8% economic growth in the first quarter of 2026-27. And the improved investment climate. Sitharaman said, India continues to be the world's fastest growing major economy despite global disruptions and challenges. The finance minister said, reforms including the insolvency and bankruptcy code have provided greater regulatory certainty, eased compliance and reduced paperwork under the guidance of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Sitharaman reiterated India's commitment to fiscal prudence and discipline amid continuing global economy challenges since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. India and France have strengthened cooperation in the textile and fashion sectors with new agreements signed in Paris to promote Indian textiles and craftsmanship in global markets. The Bharat Tex Trade Federation BTTF and Premier Vision Society Anonym exchanged an MOU in the presence of Secretary in the Ministry of Textiles Neeram Shami Rao. In a social media post, the Textiles Ministry said that the MOU will strengthen cooperation in exhibitions, market linkages, sustainable sourcing and knowledge exchange. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has emphasized that India has the potential to become the world's number one automobile industry driven by innovation, quality and competitive pricing. He was addressing the 66th Annual Convention of Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers in New Delhi. Gadkari said that the sector contributes nearly 15% of the country's GST collections and supports around 4 crore direct and indirect jobs. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.